Up until now, the Biden administration has been careful to avoid the words ceasefire. US officials have opted instead for the needs of a sustainable calm or restraint. The latest Israel-Gaza conflict has seen more than 200 people, mostly Palestinians, killed. The president's backing of Israel and his repetition of Israel's right to defend itself has prompted anger from lawmakers within his own Democratic Party, who accuse him of ignoring the plight of the Palestinians, a move they view as hypocritical, considering the Biden administration's emphasis on human rights and its calls to hold other countries accountable for violations. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.